I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama's lawmakers are back in Montgomery today for a special session to work on the budget. Governor Robert Bentley is looking for a 25 cents a pack cigarette tax increase. He also wants to raise the business privilege tax on larger businesses while giving small businesses a tax cut. The governor has also suggested ending the ability of taxpayers to claim a state income tax deduction when they pay their federal Social Security taxes. Tuscaloosa Representative Bill Poole says he's not optimistic that the budget will be decided upon in this special session.
We'll have to identify solutions quickly, get them through the legislative process, which takes several days to go through all of the steps and committee meetings and votes in both chambers. I think that's a tall order unless we're able to find a solution at the early part of next week.
The state faces a $200 million shortfall for the fiscal year beginning October 1st. Bentley has said if it takes 10 special sessions to come up with a budget, he'll call them. Protest marchers will begin day three of a planned march from Selma, Alabama to Washington, D.C. this morning. The 860-mile trek, America's Journey for Justice, is sponsored by the NAACP and has attracted more than 200 participants. The group will cross through Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia before finally reaching Washington, D.C. in mid-September. NAACP President Cornell William Brooks says volunteers in each state on the route have pledged to keep the march going by covering the entire distance. Rallies are planned at several stops along the way, including Atlanta, Greenville, and Charlotte. The marchers are focusing on different issues in each state on the route. In Alabama, the focus is on economic inequality. In Georgia, it'll be on education reform. The group is expected to cross into Georgia on Friday. August means that school will soon be back in session. Students at Birmingham City and Jefferson County schools will be starting back this Wednesday, and more schools will resume throughout the month. Dr. Tommy Bice is the state superintendent of education. He says that a new school year is the perfect time to set up some new habits.
The beginning of any school year is a new start for everybody. We would hope that they begin to develop a schedule so there's time for rest, there's time for homework, there's time for extracurricular sorts of activities. And just look at school as an opportunity to have fun while they learn.
Bice also says that Alabama schools will continue to practice teaching methods that better engage students and lead to more critical thinking. To find out when classes start in your area, contact your local school system. And a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a pregnant prisoner who sought an abortion after the woman changed her mind and now wants to deliver the child. U.S. District Judge Abdul Callan announced that decision from the bench on Friday. Now your forecast.
Another hot and sunny day across the state. Temperatures will be in the mid and upper 90s for many of us. Some could even reach the triple digits this afternoon. As we head into the evening hours tonight, we'll see temperatures dropping back down into the upper 60s and lower 70s under a mostly clear sky. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.